Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, we got an interesting question. Jaden, shout out to Jaden. He's been on the show a few times. Asks, what is one thing you suck at in business? He wants to, you know, maybe just have us be relatable. We often say we're just normal dudes. Like, you know, we just do the work, right? But I certainly suck at a few things in business. And I'm curious. I told John, no prep. I want to hear his raw answer here because I'm curious. how humble can we be? Because honestly, I suck at a few things. And I'm happy to share them. And, you know, I think John ribs me for a few of these things myself. So I'm curious. What do you think, John? Why don't you go ahead? What do you suck at in business?
I think there were two things that immediately came to mind for me. And I'm sure there are a raft of others that other people could point out that John sucks at in business for sure. But ones that come immediately to mind that I am well aware that I am not the best at. The first one is finances or managing money. I'm shit at that. I'm very good at making money. And so that's kind of like, you know, finding ways to make money and actually making them real and making them happen and making them work is something that I'm very good at. But on the flip side of that, I seem to be not very good at managing that money once it's in there. I spend money way too easily, which sometimes you need to do for sure. But I've never really been very good at that aspect of business. For a range of reasons that go back to being a child or something like that. I don't know, but that's definitely one for me, and I'm happy to dig into more about that and what to do about it and things like that. But because that's an easy one to solve, but it's true for me. I think the other one is the thing I really suck at is letting go of stuff as well, like. What's the way to put that? Like you when you build a business, you take a lot of stuff on, and you learn how to do a lot of stuff. And oftentimes, you get good at doing a lot of stuff, and you know you're good at doing it. And sometimes, I really struggle with letting go of stuff that I'm doing that I should allow somebody else to do or give somebody else permission to do. And so you might laugh at this one, Ben, seeing as we're business partners, but you know, that like sometimes I think I hold on to too much stuff, and so I'm less good at things that I'm doing because I'm trying to hold on to too much stuff. Do you know what I mean? And like, I'm spread too thin sometimes when I should really be finding ways to you know, more opportunities to have other people involved in some way with doing things that I do, or just not doing them altogether. And so I think, you know, I mean, I'm somebody that talks a lot about the value of, you know, outsourcing or, you know, hiring or whatever it might be, but it's still a struggle, right? I'm not going to pretend like doing that stuff is easy mentally for me. It's still a struggle to say, oh, I need to stop doing this thing, even though I think at least I'm very good at it, or I enjoy doing it sometimes as well. Sometimes there's things that I enjoy doing that I actually shouldn't do just because their value to time ratio is not there, for example. And so that's somewhere else I would say that I do suck at that. I think I suck at that, you know, at least. What about you?
Look, first off, just for clarity, I do all the finances in this business. So it makes total sense that you never ask any questions. Every month you're just like, cool, looks great. And I'm like, what? You've never had a question. That makes so much sense.
That's the easy. So sorry, just the easy answer to the finances one, and this is one of those easy answers, is just get somebody else to do it. Get somebody else who's better at it better suited to it or more qualified, i.e. an accountant, is usually the answer. And just let them handle it and like have some oversight. Yes, so I do look at our books, to be fair. Hey, John here. I just wanted to drop you a quick message to let you know that we have big things happening at Dropship Breakthrough. So if you're a listener of this podcast, you will have heard us talk about Dropship Breakthrough, which is where Ben and I teach people like you how to build, launch, and grow life-changing high-ticket dropshipping businesses. Well, it's been up and running since early 2021, and this year it is undergoing its first major update and upgrade. So we are updating and adding new content to every single video of the course, which means that what is already the biggest, most comprehensive, most well-supported high-ticket dropshipping course in existence is going to a whole another level. So if you're serious about building, launching, and growing a life-changing high-ticket dropshipping business, and you want to get full access to everything that we have, this podcast is fantastic. There is a wealth of knowledge here, but there is a whole nother level within our program. There are so many things that we just can't get into a podcast, and there is so much support available there that we see people have the best success when they're in that program. So if you'd like to get access to that and take advantage of the most up-to-date high-ticket dropshipping information available, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join or our launch program, which is dropshipbreakthrough.com/launch. You'll find the links below in the description. Join the program today. I'll see you inside. But you do a good job of those. So that's the reason I don't ask many questions. It's not because I never look at them and I'm just like, oh, yeah, look, money in my bank. It must be going well. I do look at them. But like, you're doing a good job of it. So I'm just going to stay well away from it, like from an actual getting in there hands-on kind of perspective, because I know that I'm not going to bring any value here, right? This is not my strong suit. I think you, out of the two of us, are better suited to that. So I'm letting you do that.
Yeah, look, I don't even think I like it that much either. It just helps me really keep a pulse on the business, whether that's on our business or in a e-commerce business. Even when I've given that up, so we've given it up, right? We have somebody coming on who's going to transition to full-time as my business sells. He's now entering it, all the information. And I'm actually like, I'm making sure I still go in there and keep an eye on it. Not like to make sure it's doing right, because it gives me a real pulse on the business. So the spreadsheet I like to use, I know we have Isaac has a kind of a variation on the same spreadsheet I use that's in our course that we give away to students. I've added a few columns to that because I actually really want to stay on top of what's moving, what brand is moving, why is it moving, where are the sales coming from? And so I've always used the P&L for that. And so I probably need to give it up too, but it's interesting that you were just like, yeah, I don't really want to do any of that. So like you stay out of it. For me, what I suck at, dude, I think it's obvious, right? And John will probably laugh when I say both of these. It's like probably a mixture of procrastination with like overthinking, just always like putting way too much thought into something that just needs to get done. And then perfectionism. Like if it doesn't live up to my ridiculously stupid standards, then I overthink it and I procrastinate it and I push it off because it's not like, it's not going to be up to my standards. Where the reality is like things that I've procrastinated on due to perfectionism, as soon as I put them out at like a, you know, whatever 80% version just to get it done, people are like, holy shit, that's amazing. And then I go, oh yeah, I forgot. Like I'm so much further ahead than most people that I'm teaching or consulting with or whatever, that I just need to put the stuff out. And so, you know, it shows up a lot, you know, right now as we're talking, it's showing up in the SEO course, just like slowly, but surely getting done. But it, I mean, it shows up other places too. Really the overthinking. I spend a lot of time overanalyzing things that like don't truly matter in the end. They just need to be done. And I would learn a lot more from doing them and watching the results come in than I would from overthinking of what could happen, what may happen, what if you will. You know, we have an episode on that. I'm very much the what if guy.
Mm, you are. And I can see all of those things.
Yeah, I bet you can. You know, we should have like planned ahead and been like, all right, no, we both get to shit on each other. What's the one thing John really sucks at and Ben really sucks at? We probably say the same shit. I don't know. It's interesting to get this question. I think Jaden was coming from a good place of like, what do you guys actually suck at? You know, like we tend not to try to be gurus. I think a lot of people look up to us, and that's great. But at the same time, man, we're just regular people, and we struggle with the same shit. And hopefully someone listening to this related to that. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure that and somebody doesn't like listening to finances, yeah. You know?
Yeah, and you notice, I mean, me talking about finances, I mean, that is a bit of a kind of hands-on thing, tactical thing a little bit. It's also not. It's also kind of like how you think about it as well. But the things we've said here are not like tactical things. So I hope people notice that. We didn't say, oh, I'm not good at Google Ads, or oh, I'm not good at SEO, or oh, I'm not good at email marketing. You know, like those are getting good at those sort of things are not the big challenge in your business. Like, you can do that. The things that are going to be more challenging is what's going on in your head that you're going to have to work on harder. And that's really where, as the person that leads your business, you're going to find the things you suck at are driven there the most. Like how you think about your business, like how you, you know, what holds you up in your mind, as Ben said, like the, you know, perfectionism, or, you know, thinking you're good enough or whatever it might be. I think those are really the things that most people suck at. Everybody sucks at everything in the beginning, right? Like when the day you start, you suck at Google Ads and you suck at conversion rate optimization and you suck at serving customers and you suck at all of those things, but you quickly make up those gaps, relatively speaking. But where most people, I think, struggle to pick up the most ground is with the mindset stuff. Like just like what's going on in their head that holds them back from doing things like better, all things better, if you like. And I think, yeah, hopefully like you listening, people listening to this has got those wheels spinning around, you know, just recognizing those things in yourself. I mean, the changing them is the much harder, the much harder bit, but you've got to see it first.
Well, I think it's interesting that we were both extremely aware. Hopefully if you're listening to this, you're aware as well. And, we're trying to get some more comments going on these videos. Tell us what you suck at. I want to hear it. I want to hear who's listening to this and what do they think they suck at? And maybe it's something John and I can speak on, or something we've worked through, or something we struggle with that we can offer some advice. So leave a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, we'd love to hear from you, and keep the questions coming too. Jaden, great question. We appreciate it. If you guys want to hear us talk about something or have a weird question for us, shoot that over. We'll do a show for you.
Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experience of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.